This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
The FBI reportedly spent several months investigating Russia's potential meddling in the U.S. election and found no direct link to Donald Trump. According to the New York Times, law enforcement officials examined ties between Trump's business and a Russian bank. They also looked at a former Trump campaign chairman's long relationship with pro-Russian officials in Ukraine. Sources told the Times that apparent connections between some of Trump's aides and Moscow originally compelled them to open a broad investigation, but they uncovered no clear evidence. Major Garrett is in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where Trump will hold a rally tonight. Major, good morning.
Good morning. You can see them over my left shoulder. Three hardy Trump supporters. They arrived here more than 14 hours ahead of time for tonight's Trump rally. Now, this election has essentially come down to a battle over disqualifications. Donald Trump wants to keep the focus on Hillary Clinton's email saga, while Clinton and her Democratic allies want to keep the focus on Trump's relationship with Russia.
In other words, we're going to be tied up in court for the rest of our lives with this deal. She's not going to win the election, but I'm just saying.
Donald Trump, who was involved in several ongoing lawsuits, warned a Hillary Clinton presidency would become a paralyzing parade of legal investigations.
Nothing will get done. Government will grind to a halt, and our country will continue to suffer.
But a new report from the New York Times reveals the FBI spent much of the summer looking into possible direct links between Trump, his campaign staff, and Russia. The Bureau uncovered no evidence. Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, called reports of a probe into his dealings with Russia and Ukraine, quote, an outrageous smear, adding, there is nothing of my business activities to investigate. Manafort resigned in August. Still, Trump's open-ended appeal for better relations with Russia has puzzled Republicans and Democrats.
Hillary likes to play tough with Russia. Putin looks at her and he laughs.
They say such bad things about Putin, and then they're supposed to negotiate with Putin? Why would he do this?
Two reports also describe an investigation into a private Trump computer network. The FBI and IT experts found an odd stream of activity between a Trump Organization server and Alpha Bank, which has ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Ultimately, they discovered no proof of wrongdoing.
I don't know Putin. But wouldn't it be nice if we could get along, actually, with the other country? Wouldn't it be nice? Be nice. He's smart.
The New York Times report said the FBI concluded that Russia was far more interested in disrupting the American political process than in aiding Trump. Now, Charlie, we have asked the Trump campaign for reaction to all these various Russian angles and criticisms, but have not heard back.
You know, interesting that, and I'm not, I don't know, you can call it what it is, I don't know. Are you convinced that Russia is, it is their fingerprints? I mean, you know, the same sources that told us that we had, you know, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, who have been since discredited, are telling us that it is, in fact, the Russians, which would rather be ironic if we found out later on that it was maybe some college kids in West Virginia just having fun, just to seeing if they can game the system. I don't know. I mean, we're so vulnerable when you've got a Secretary of State with a private server being exposed, and the kind of emails that are coming out, you know, from the DNC. I mean, clearly they've been targeted. So there is, I guess, some retribution and fairness after all in terms of what the, you know, Democrats have done. And, you know, with Donna Brazile even passing on in advance a question that was going to be asked at a town hall. I mean, it is amazing. I mean, I think that Donna Brazile has hurt her political presence as a result of that, and her meddling
I mean, I almost put her in that same situation as I do with Harry Reid, and then blatantly comes out and says there's no way. And, of course, I knew when she was talking to Megyn Kelly that night that she was parsing words. I mean, it was real clear. In the same way that Hillary Clinton, if you don't ask the right question in just the right way, then she has plausible deniability, and she can tell you with a straight face, that's absolutely nonsense, that didn't happen. Well, maybe not exactly so, but it did. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got game number six of the World Series, huh? The Indians and the Cubs. Can the Cubs come back? That's the big dramatic question. Down 3-1. And, of course, they're back in Cleveland, aren't they, tonight on November the 1st. So game number six. This culture and this day and age, it's all about selfies. I mean, we selfie all over the place. Is that incredible? Who would have thought 10 years ago, 5 years ago, we would realize this, selfie explosion? Well, the fact of the matter is it is spreading to the voting booth. And, early voting, which got underway, and something like, as much as 24 million early voters has been estimated to have cast their vote. Election officials are ramping up their warnings against increasingly popular practice of posting selfies with filled-in ballots on Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. Seems like a rather innocent thing, but you could get in trouble in 25 states. And here to tell us more about it is the Renaissance woman and social media specialist, Erin Morgart, who comes on Bill Martinez right now. Erin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, just fine. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I mean, we selfie everything, so why wouldn't we? Because we think it's all pretty benign and innocent, because that's just what we do. And, we want to let people know that we're out there voting. But you got to be careful. In some states, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble if you take what is, been popularly referred to as ballot selfies, right?
Absolutely, and a lot of people are doing it just to prove that they have voted and want to express their opinions and their interest in what their policies are, and people are actually getting in trouble for that. And it's interesting that they are even doing that. But a lot of people are early voting, and I don't blame them for that. The line has been incredibly long, and so they're getting it over with. But at the same time, they are wanting to show other people that they have voted, and they want it captured. So
Well, it's interesting on one hand because we, you know, some might even justify and say, hey, I want to make sure that my vote is documented because we hear of voting fraud. And now I've got a selfie with actually who I voted for. And it's one thing for personal purposes, but another thing if you're going to go out and put it on Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat, right?
Exactly, exactly. And other people, I think in some ways, documenting it is actually a very intelligent thing to do to prove that you have voted and
you voted for him, yeah.
And you voted for, exactly. On the other hand, I believe, you know, the other parties could become very adamant about that, and that would take the power out of their hands. And so I think that's why they're getting upset about that.
Well, I got to tell you, Aaron, I was pleased when I exercised my early vote in Florida when they asked for an ID. You know, because there's been so much controversy about, you know, people just showing up and without an ID and having access. But I respect, of course, in Florida, they've been a focal point of examination, and especially in light of the possibility of it becoming maybe another experience like what happened in 2000. They were very vigilant about this. So that's a little bit of a sidebar to the situation and people's concern, growing concern. About voter fraud. You know, the Democrats would say, that didn't happen, you know, kind of deal, but people keep getting arrested for voter fraud, so I'm not sure how to reconcile their insistence that it doesn't happen, and authorities out there arresting people for doing the very thing that the Democrats say doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And a lot of states are doing that. They are asking for an ID, and I think that's appropriate to actually prove that you're a citizen of the United States and that you legally have the ability to vote. So I don't see anything wrong with that. Many states are doing it on the East Coast, and I just think it enables the accuracy of the voter poll, and I see nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. So I believe it promotes more accuracy, especially now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I go along with the Democrats and say every vote counts. I agree with that. And if every vote counts, then you can't have a counter vote, because if you have a counter vote or a cheating vote, then it cancels out a good vote. So I say if every vote counts, then we need to make sure that every vote counts, and you don't allow for, you know, people who die and have been dead for a while. And interestingly, in many cases, I just think it's ironic that, you know, people die as Republicans and they come back and they vote Democrat. I don't know what they find out down there when they're buried, you know, 6 feet under, but they come back with some brilliant awareness and they change their political affiliation. I think it's quite interesting.
I couldn't agree more. I believe, what did they find? 20 million people that were deceased had placed their vote or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, it was thousands. It was thousands. Almost feels like millions, but it was thousands. And you know, the areas that are going to be targeted are these swing states where they're so close. And I mean, you know, and then we see all this other stuff where you got Bob Cramer talking about, hey, look, we've been busing people for 50 years. And, you know, his allies saying, hey, we've been busing them for 50 years into different areas and we're not going to stop now. So but, you know, that stuff doesn't exist. You know, but anyway, we digress from ballot selfies. But, you know, it just goes along with the current culture where people just want to, you know, say, hey, and I think it's great. They're celebrating their civic duty and encouraging others. Hey, go out there and do that. You just got to be careful. You can take a picture, but you just can't take a picture of your filled-in ballot and post it on Facebook,
exactly.
Twitter, and Snapchat, right? So
right.
I think Justin Timberlake got in trouble here recently because he did a ballot selfie, right?
Yes, he did. And I think also for privacy reasons, you should not want to show others who you voted for. I think it's perfectly fine to show that you're voting, but not show the world who you're voting. I think that should just, you know, be something between you and the polling place, not exactly for the world to see So that I can see you would get in some kind of trouble. But just showing that you voted, mm-hmm. I don't see a problem with that at all.
Well, it's like having a voting sticker. You wear you get a sticker, and the sticker says you voted. That's awesome. You know, spread the word.
Absolutely.
Support that you are an active citizen, that you're concerned about this country, and God bless you for, you know, joining in on the good cause to, to do all the good things to support this republic and keep
yes.
the continuation of this great American experiment going. But we have to obey the law, right? Why not? You know,
absolutely.
Keep yourself
absolutely.
Out of trouble. Take your ballot.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Take your selfies, but not your ballot. That's what we should say, right?
Exactly.
She is the social media specialist, renowned. We're talking with Erin Mogart on Bill Martinez Live. Erin, thank you so much for being with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martin. Martinez live.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound.
Join us online at WillMartinezLive.com.
As the leaves turn brown, and we can be together, baby.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us as we continue to be committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads us, because if we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to start with the truth. And thank you for joining in on the good fight. For 8 years, our next guest, Abby Johnson, worked her way up the ranks in Planned Parenthood, rising to the rank of clinic director, but became increasingly uncomfortable with the organization, its methods, and its goals. Despite this, she stayed with Planned Parenthood and strove to help the women who came to her clinic. All of that changed on September the 26, 2009, when Abby was asked to assist with an ultrasound-guided abortion. Now, she watched in horror as a 13-week baby fought and ultimately lost its life at the hand of the abortionist. When asked to assist in an abortion, she saw how an unborn child reacted to the suction apparatus in her mother's womb, trying to fight for life but succumbing to death through abortion. Abby, your story has been well documented, and we appreciate always to have you on Bill Martinez Live to be able to bring some sober understanding and some reason to this very controversial situation that still exists in our country that says that life is important to them. But you say, if that's the case, why have we continued to go along with a system that has exterminated over 56 million babies if life is important?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me on. I'm always glad to be here with you. And, it is. Sometimes I think, gosh, are we really still having to fight this? I mean, just seems unconscionable that after all the technology and medical advances that we are still having to fight for the rights of our most vulnerable children in the womb. And even though it's just hard to fathom, we just have to keep at it and changing hearts and minds one at a time.
Yeah, it is sad, when we look at today and of course, in the current debate in this 2016 election process, it is about the woman's right. And I say, well, what about everybody else's right? What about the man's right? What about the baby's right? That's not considered. And, I think we do this as a huge price. And anecdotally, people on the left do not want to hear about. And that is the trauma that women go through afterwards, what they're realizing. Abby, I think you and I talked last time in my conversation with women who have experienced an abortion. Will look at me rather sadly and say, Bill, my child would have been 13 years old today. They carry with that child, though that child is gone, they carry with that child this connection that Planned Parenthood, Hillary Clinton, and others cannot talk away. It is still there.
Yeah, and it's interesting you mentioned the fathers because, we see so many men who also grieve from the loss of a child. And we look at today's laws and what men can be a part of in a child's life and what they can't be. And I think the most interesting thing to me is that a man can tell, the mother of his child, I do not want you to place this baby for adoption. Mm-hmm. But he has absolutely no rights when it comes to actually killing the child.
Right.
And that just shows you sort of the disconnect of where we are with families and children, and how far we have strayed away from biblical principles and godly leadership in this country.
And the thing is, I don't want people to tune out. When they hear, biblical principles, godly warnings, and the things that God has given us to bless us, not to curse us, but so that it would go well for us. Some people say, "Well, that's that God thing. I really don't want to hear this." But you're resisting your very conscience. You're resisting the very thing that's in you that says this is not right. There is something terribly wrong about this whole process. Arguably. the Supreme Court, when it passed Roe v. Wade, it hinged almost totally on what has amounted to less than 2% of the abortions that that are accounted for today. So 98% of the abortions are because, well, I hooked up with the wrong guy or wrong girl, or you know, I wanted a boy, not a girl, and you know, it's more out of convenience than it is out of, you know, what they argued for in the Supreme Court, and that was in the case of, it was life-threatening to the mother or some other, you know, catastrophic issue, certainly not a choice of convenience, but that's what 1.5% of the abortions have brought us, 98% out of convenience.
Well, and I think, too, it's just, it's also brought about the devaluing of the innocent, of the unborn.
Right.
You know, many times our laws dictate behavior. And so, you know, we had so many women who would come into our centers and they would say, well, you know, I mean, I've always believed abortion's wrong, but it's legal, so it must not be that bad. It must
exactly.
be okay.
Yeah, that's the big lie. That is the big lie, because they know at 3 o'clock in the morning when they wake up staring at the ceiling tiles, they don't feel good. They can't reconcile what the government has authorized and what they've participated in. And as we talk about, Abby, we talk about the men. I believe that's the silent cry that's still out there that's yet to be heard. And one day the cry of men across America will be heard, and it will be heard in a definitive way, and it will be one that will really be quite astounding, I believe, for our culture, because men have been told they don't have a place. You know, give us your money. Be there when we want you, but that's about it. You're going to have a limited role. But that's not God's plan for the family. That's not man's calling that he has for his family as a protector, as a provider. And this has been taken away from him. And I believe that right now you have many men silently grieving, but that's about to waken up in a big way.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I was just at an event a couple weeks ago, and I had a man come up to me, and he just began to talk about his child that his girlfriend aborted 20-plus years ago.
Right.
But he just began to cry. And he said, you know, I wish I could have done something. I wish I could have stopped her. You know, I miss my child. I've never had any other children. And I think you're right. I think that that men have been sort of a silent group. They've been silent by the media, by radical feminists saying, you know, you don't have a voice. But I think we are beginning to see men really rise up and take their place and say, hey, this was wrong, and I want to fight for the life of my child, and I deserve to have that right.
Exactly. And we need that voice. We need the voice in the marketplace now more than ever. And here it is. It's hard to imagine, Abby, here recently, in the recent weeks, Planned Parenthood celebrated 100 years of abortions in this country. This was Margaret Sanger's vision. It has gone unbelievably beyond what you and I could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's ironic. They, you know, they wanted everyone to celebrate their 100-year birthday, their anniversary,
yes.
But yet you look at how many birthdays they have taken away from, you know, millions and millions of children. And, you know, surprisingly, I find that more and more people are rejecting Planned Parenthood. They're rejecting the talking points. They want a different option. They don't want to go to Planned Parenthood anymore. I've had more and more young people rejecting Planned Parenthood. I mean, I look at their primary base of supporters, and it's women who were young during the height of the sexual revolution who believed the lie. And they're all now postmenopausal and still trying to make Planned Parenthood relevant. And so I think, you know, over and over again, we see people just saying, look, Planned Parenthood, you know, I don't want you to speak for me as a woman.
Exactly.
You know, I want health care that doesn't include abortion. And I think we're seeing more and more of that in the millennial generation, from what I can tell.
And all we can do is encourage that and be hopeful and remain in prayer that this is overcome once and for all. Abby Johnson, who founded And Then There Were None, a ministry designed to assist abortion clinic workers out of the industry.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this great country of ours or around the world via shortwave. Thank you for joining the team and being part of the solution, not part of the problem, okay? We've got to talk this out. Your opinion counts. Let us know your thoughts. You can drop me an email, bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, in 1999, our next guest, Cody McGregor, who's been on with us before, enlisted in the Army as an infantryman directly out of high school. Now, upon graduation from basic training in U.S. Army Airborne School, he was assigned to the 82nd Airborne Division, where he quickly deployed to Egypt in support of an international peacekeeping mission. Upon his return to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Cody ascended to the rank of sergeant, was selected to become a part of a scout reconnaissance platoon, where he earned a position as a sniper. Following the 9/11 attacks on our country, Cody's unit was deployed to Afghanistan. There, Cody continued his service as a sniper, as a squad leader, providing strategic support in dozens of complex missions along the Afghan-Pakistani border. Today, Cody is the National Outreach Director with veterans, and we're appreciative that he could be with us right now with the Concerned Veterans for America, the Outreach Director. Cody, good to have you back with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me today.
Hey, good to have you here. A lot of things happening regarding the vets that we've got to keep in front of the public. You know, politicians, people all agree the vets are important, but we need to make sure that our words and our policies are backing up that sentiment, don't we?
That's exactly right. You know, and right now it's an interesting time because there are a lot of politicians out there that are talking a lot about veterans because it's around election time. Mm-hmm. And we need to make sure, like you said, that we keep pounding that drum and start holding them accountable even through the election, because that's how we need to turn this thing around.
Well, it's amazing, that things come to light. And then they just somehow just get ignored about as fast as they come in. And it's business as usual with any of these government agencies. I mean, I remember my dad was a civil servant, and we'd hear that kind of, nonsensical term of, well, that's good enough for government work. Since when? That's disgusting that anything would be just good enough for government work, because when you talk about our military putting their lives on the line as they do, you can't be good enough. Good enough will get you killed.
That's exactly right. You know, and the unfortunate thing about today's media is that though a flare will pop up, just like these bonuses that were promised and then asked to be taken back to the California National Guard, and that pops up and it's on the news for 2 days, and all of a sudden we're talking about the Kardashians again. When the media really digs in, they would also see that while our Pentagon is in dire need of an audit so we can fix these types of problems, you've got the VA awarding itself $177 million in bonuses last year.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard that right. You know, $177 million, and then here they are trying to recapture money from our servicemen, the National Guard here in California, and this is just one example. They put their lives on the line, speaking of Afghanistan and Pakistan. They answered the call, some for several tours of duty, leaving their families for the sake of freedom and for, our country. And now, Department of Defense comes back and says, hey, look, we made a mistake. We want that money back. And, you don't see what's happening in the other hand here. The other hand here is we're handing out, 170-some-odd million of dollars in bonuses to the VA as if they deserve it. I mean, what are they doing to be rewarded that kind of bonus money?
They're not giving veterans choice, and they're continuing to keep veterans waiting in line. And that's why, Bill, actually, at Concerned Veterans for America, we're supporting a great piece of legislation called the Caring for Our Heroes in the 21st Century Act. And the cornerstone of that legislation gives veterans choice. And, to get back to the bonuses, we're proud of several members of Congress, from Senator Joni Ernst to Congressman Issa, McCarthy, and Miller, who stood up and said that we've got to fix this. We've got to fix this, and we've got to start by holding folks accountable, and we've got to start by holding the Pentagon accountable. And I mean, I'm telling you, when soldiers in the field struggle to get day-to-day gear, but we have a deficit that's $19 trillion and a Pentagon spending billions of dollars a year on projects that never see the light of day, we're asking for National Guardsmen to return bonuses after coming back from combat. We need some real leadership. And the time has come for us to start taking care of those that serve this country. I mean, think about this, Bill. 5 years down the road, you see headline after headline today of failures at the VA, secret wait list, soldiers having to repay bonuses. What are the 13 and 14-year-old American patriots out there that want to serve this country thinking when they see how we're treating some of our veterans when they come home? I mean, if we want to continue to be the greatest nation in the world and have the strongest military in the world, we've got to start taking care of our folks when they come home.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact of the matter is, Cody, even those 14-year-olds, just like you, you're wired this way. And so regardless of what the VA doesn't do and that sort of thing, it might be a bit of a dissuader for some of the young people. And I'm not saying that gives it any kind of acceptability. The reality is that we have warriors out there, and thank God for the warriors who are out there, that are ready to defend, that will go to the sound of bullets. They will not run away. They will run to it. It's just what they do. And we dishonor them. We dishonor their memory and the memories of so many before them who have paid the ultimate price, who have paid the price. I mean, forget about the ultimate price. They left their families. They went and defended our beliefs and defended our freedoms, and to go fight on our behalf. And this is the way they, we treat them, that we do not make them the focal point. It's not about them, but it's about the organization. It's about the system. It's about a unionized mentality that says me first, instead of understanding and respecting the fact it's not about you. It's about our vets. That's what needs to happen. And I got to tell you, and I don't know if Ash Carter is in the position to do so, but somebody needed to give him the authority to say, hey, we're not only going to put it on pause, we're going to make an executive decision right now. Barack Obama, where's your phone and where's your pen? Make an executive order on something that's worthwhile as far as we're concerned, and eradicate any kind of collection procedure. The damage that you've done to these soldiers and the families up to this point is disgusting. I mean, we can talk about them being asked to pay the money back, but Cody, you know as well as I do, what did this do to some of these soldiers who came back and turned their world upside down? I hear stories that guys are paying back $45,000 because it involved penalties and things like that. I mean, but the stress, the unnecessary stress, the unmitigated stress that it put on our soldiers who went to defend us is disgusting, what we've done. And there needs to be something in a rather expeditious way to honor these people, because that is just not right. It's not just on any plane.
That's exactly right. And it starts, and you know, accountability matters. And accountability matters at the VA, and it matters at the Pentagon, and it matters with members of Congress. And, you know, when we talk about taking care of those that have sacrificed everything, I mean, there's some common sense solutions out there that can help fix this problem in a quick second. And that's called giving veterans choice, allowing that veteran to go down the street to Dr. Johnson if he doesn't want to, or she doesn't want to go to the VA. And, you know, there are a lot of folks that have great experiences at the VA. And so in no way, shape, or form are we talking about privatizing it here. We're talking about giving veterans choice because, you know, look, think about it this way, Bill. I chose to join the Army. I should be able to choose my doctor.
Without a doubt. And what's wrong with giving them that option? You know, every time, any kind of process is protected and it's unionized, and with all due respect, I'm not putting everything on union, but I think that mentality creeps in and it retards the process. It's not helping the process. Very, very often I hear where it gets in the way, it doesn't promote the process to where, as you say, it's taking care of these vets that need the situation right now, because they answered the call. They didn't put it off. They answered the call right away, and we need to answer the call in equal measure right away on their behalf. Cody McGregor with the Concerned Veterans of America has been with us. Cody, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for continuing to fight the good fight on behalf of all vets across this country.
Bill, thanks for keeping up the fight on the airwaves. We'll talk to you next time.
You got it.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Kraft Heinz. When we think of fall, we think of indulging in rich and flavorful meals, sides, drinks, and desserts. But as the temperatures drop and the holidays approach, our busy calendars begin filling up, leaving us with little time to think about preparing dinner. The solution? Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Stovetop Stuffing Mix has been America's favorite stuffing for more than 40 years. If it's not Stovetop, it's not Thanksgiving. For stress-free stuffing, choose Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Each box contains everything you need, including vegetables, seasonings, herbs, spices, and breadcrumbs packed with flavor. Unlike traditional stuffing, Stovetop Stuffing Mix can be prepared on the stove, in a pot, or even in the microwave. It's perfect for sharing with the whole family. Talk about your perfect side. It's ready for the table in just 5 minutes. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit craftrecipes.com/stovetop.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, Sassandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty gritty.
We're 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to get involved in the conversation, let us know your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you. You can drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, it's time for Bob Olszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture and Director of Focus's Plugged In Department, which features the popular plugged-in website, pluggedin.com. The site provides up-to-date reviews of new movie releases and information on the hottest music, TV, DVD, and video games impacting popular youth culture. So, Mom and Dad, it is a must-go-to site that you need to have bookmarked and ready to check out at any moment because of the way this culture is moving along. Right, Robert?
That's absolutely right. I appreciate the little plug for us. You know, so again, whether it's movies, whether it's DVD releases, with Christmas coming on,
right,
and somebody on your Christmas list has requested, say, a video game or a certain album, and you're like, I don't know this game, I don't know this artist, you know,
right.
Go to Plugged In. We've reviewed it.
Yeah, the worst thing that happens is on Christmas morning, you got them something, and all of a sudden you see the game go, what?
Or he opens it and he puts
that's ever happened. You know,
I did what?
Yeah, exactly. No, we've all had those moments, and here it is. Thank goodness for PluggedIn.com. They save us from having more of those moments. Well, Bobo, we got Tyler Perry's Madea once again, number one at the box office, huh?
Yeah, it was definitely going to be a race between Inferno and Boo of Madea Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to guess it ahead of time. Not overly surprised. But now that we're into November, hopefully, Boo of Madea Halloween will, die a sudden death. It just has so much yuck in it. And yet, mm-hmm. Bill, I tell you, I can't remember the last time I heard a more clear presentation of the gospel in a film. And yet, as Tyler Perry is so apt to do, he'll just put all sorts of other stuff around it. And I mean, the main theme, if you sit back and say, what's the main theme of Tyler Perry's film? He's really got a father who's struggling with a 17-year-old teenage girl. She doesn't listen to him. He tells her not to go to a frat party. She says, I'm going anyways. And Medea steps in. With all her wisdom, which she has some, even right. though she is mostly got her own issues, but she basically tells Brian, the father, you know, that you gotta put your foot down, you gotta be the dad and wear the pants in the family, and he does. So there's some great messages here, Bill. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the gospel, good fathering, and yet you got the pot smoking and you got the sleazy dialogue in a film that we could only give a mere two to. And so, like I said, glad it's November. Glad we'll hopefully see the Halloween aspect of it die off and we won't see it.
Is Tyler afraid that he might offend his black constituency? Is that what the deal is? Because it seems with his humor.
I don't know exactly, except that this is kind of his chick. This is his niche.
That's his niche.
Where he will, he'll have a good gospel choir often. He'll have someone who is a strong Christian character in his film that you're like, oh, I like this person. And yet he'll surround it with all these issues. And from a guy who looks at entertainment from a family perspective and says, you know, can you load the car up, the minivan up, and take the family to go see this film, I'm always looking for the ones where from A to Z, it's pretty much a decent film. And Tyler Perry just doesn't give us those kind of films as a rule. He's on a couple exceptions, but mainly he just gives us this niche of good, the bad, and the ugly, and it's all thrown into the same film.
Well, and it's interesting, too, as you point out, Bob, here, is that if he... you know, if he eliminated some of this negative stuff, I mean, it could be very family friendly, and I think he'd do a lot better. You know, even though already he's garnered some $52 million, that's pretty good because his films don't cost that much anyway. So he runs in the black pretty quickly, so to speak.
Number two,
Inferno, which you thought, and I thought it was going to be number one.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people did. Based on another Dan Brown book, and it was back in 2006 when we reviewed our first Dan Brown book to the screen, The Da Vinci Code. We gave that one a flat zero, and that was because it maligned Christianity. It attacked Jesus as a person, basically said he was a sneaky guy that got married secretively, that had children, and all down through the years, there's been descendants of, I mean, it just went on and on, attacked his divinity. Anyway, that was back then. I'm happy to say that Dan Brown in the Inferno, based on Dante's Inferno, does not go there. It's not treading on sacred toes. That says we got Robert Langdon. He's still a super duper puzzle solver, wakes up in Florence, Italy with a gunshot wound. Next thing you know, he finds out there's a pathogen about to release on the planet. It's going to kill half the population, they estimate. There's a bit of sensuality, a bit of foul language, a bit of bloody violence, nothing over the top. We gave this one a three, kind of a middle of the road. Liked it much better than Tyler Perry, the number one film, that's for sure.
Tom Hanks is incredible. Is Tom Hanks incredible? I mean,
he's a good actor.
Is there anything that he can't do? Maybe the only thing he can't do is Madea, maybe. He can't do Madea. But everything else, I mean, he blows me away. I mean, he's an airline pilot, you know, with Sully. He does this in Inferno. I mean,
the captain out on the, when they was pirated by the...
Yes, right.
And, you know, anyways, I want to jump down to the 17th most popular film in the nation.
Okay.
I want to end on a little bit more of a positive note. There's a film called Denial. It hasn't done all that well. It's been out 5 weeks. It's about 600 theaters. It's made about $3 million. Yeah, just slugging away, but a lot of people don't know about it. But it might be worth checking out. It's based on a true story where a woman actually goes to court to say that the Holocaust really happened because a major Holocaust denier, therefore the title, denial. His attacked her personally and said that he's lost his reputation because he keeps saying that because he doesn't believe in the Holocaust, that he must be, you know, kind of a jerk, if you will. And so they go to court and battle it out. An interesting little court drama. And again, takes place in England, so it's their court system, not ours. And, but I like this film. Teeny bit of language, and it's not going to be around very long, but if someone has it in the Bill Martinez world out there,
Radio Land,
if they've got it in their town, they may want to check out Denial.
Wow, that's good. Good to know. What do we got, you know, going to DVD that we need to be aware of?
Oh, let's see.
You prepared to? I'm kind of throwing a surprise here on you.
No.
We have a couple extra minutes here.
We have Star Trek Beyond happening today, which isn't a too bad a film, by the way. Next week we have the movie Nine Lives, which we gave a 3 out of 5, pretty neutral score, but it was a pretty cruddy movie. Then the week after, a good movie, Finding Dory comes out just in time for Christmas, a movie that we gave a perfect score, a 5 out of 5. So Star Trek Beyond and Finding Dory are two coming out in the next couple weeks that people might want to put in the for a stuffing.
I was going to say a still stocking stuffer in there, really good. The other thing I wanted to revisit with you was Walt Disney's Queen of Katwe. I am really surprised that that has kind of, you know, fallen off. We're barely a couple hundred theaters is all that's left. You know, because
$8 million. It deserved better, but you know, it even opened only on 1,000 screens or something.
Exactly.
I think 1,200 screens is what it.
Yeah, so it wasn't that they were all that committed to it, were they?
Yeah, it didn't look like it, or they were. You know, you never know the chicken and the egg story. Did it open on 1,200 screens because Disney knew it wasn't going to go well, or did it not go well because Disney only opened it on 1,200 screens? You know.
Yeah,
so,
and that's what David Oyelowo too. I mean, they had David Oyelowo as the lead.
And I know you liked it. I liked it. If nothing else, I hope people find this one in time for Christmas. I don't know for sure that it's coming out in time for Christmas, but I can only say with it already being in the dropping out of the top 20 that it's probably going to DVD fairly soon. Definitely.
Right. Exactly. Well, that might be another one of those stocking stuffer opportunities, you know, come Christmas time for us.
How much time we have left?
Well, we got about 2 minutes.
Okay. One other film came in the top 20. It was, again, stayed in there. I'm Not Ashamed. We talked about it last week. It's about 500 theaters across the United States. Made about another $500,000 last week, so it's up to $1.6 million. Tells the story of Rachel Joy Scott. We mentioned that last week, but in case we have listeners tuning in that didn't hear us, just a great little film. I'm guessing it's going to probably be in theaters again this weekend and probably not another weekend. So. But it's not the Columbine story per se. In other words, we don't spend a whole lot of time in the shooting, even though Rachel was the first victim of that shooting. And we do get there toward the end. But 90% of this film is really about her life, and her life is very inspiring.
Yeah.
And I like this film a lot more than I thought I was going to, I can tell you that. In fact, that sounds like, okay, I kind of still held my nose a little bit. No, I really like this film. And I thought, especially for high schoolers, if I was a youth pastor again, and I did that for 7 years, I would want my youth group to go to this film. I would say, we're planning a youth group trip. We're going to this movie, gang. You know, let's all meet at the church. Let's go to this movie.
Okay, last thing. We got about 15 seconds. I'm going to let you wrap this up real quick. And that's Hacksaw Ridge, which is coming, getting a lot of attention.
Oh, incredible, incredible story. One of the best stories I've ever heard of. True story.
And we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it in a couple of weeks. I think it's very powerful. And we can talk more about it. We will. And I know you will as well. Okay. There he is, Bob Walaszewski. I'm Bill Martinez live. Robert, always good to have you with us. Appreciate the time, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Worried about